quickly 2-0, then 3-0, then booed off the ice only a period in. Kyle Connor, by the way, picked up an assist, had 3 points in the first period. The Michigan native bumped into his dad in the intermission, or his uncle, excuse me.
Yeah.
And I said, at least someone's having a good time.
You were stewing last night.
I was not happy. And I don't think people watching this hockey team have very much to look forward to. Like, what do they do well? What does this team do well? At least last year, they were pouring the puck into the net. They could roll three lines, goal scores. They could score 4 or 5 and maybe outshoot their mistakes. Problem is, they're still making those same mistakes defensively. The goalie situation is still puzzling. They don't have any consistency, and on some nights, it's just bad.
But a lot of those goal scorers are still here.
Well, right, yet you look at any of the, and I don't want to get too hockey metrics-y, but just shots for. 5-on-5, how many shots are you putting on net? They're the worst team in the NHL. They're not putting any pressure on the opposition 5-on-5. It's so bad, I'm watching going, we need a power play. The only chance we have is if we're allowed one extra skater than the opposition, because you're not going to get any consistent pressure against Winnipeg. And I know Winnipeg's good. You still shouldn't lose by 4 goals. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Chris in Oxford. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas, and Heather, go green. I do not like the fact I'm a season ticket holder, half season, been in the 3 games, and like you, I've left after the second period. Even though it was 3-2, I knew they wouldn't win because they were playing Winnipeg. But yeah. I have a different take on the coach.
Yeah.
I think we got to go higher, unfortunately. I think we got to make a bold move, like you said. And I think if we don't win this year and make the playoffs, I think it's Stevie's time to say goodbye.
I have a hard time with it. And maybe I'm a sucker, too, because of his previous track record. I do think he has to have a harsh look in the mirror here. He doesn't want to hand out term. Well, if he did, he may have an impact player or two from this last offseason. But what about 5- and 7-year deals? How about putting a better product on the ice and giving yourself a chance? Cap's going up. Roll the dice a little bit. Invest in some players. And the other thing, and it's pointed out on Ticket Text, they're actually one of the oldest teams in hockey this season. I believe 7th oldest roster in hockey. How's that even possible? That you're this bad and you don't really have like a young group that you're
developing.
Yeah, there's a couple guys, but the point is you're an old hockey team and you're not going anywhere. Like, if that's the reality, to his point at the end of the season, oh, there's got to be a real harsh look in the mirror.
Well, I mean, Patrick Kane, Petrie, like some of these guys excuse really it. Add to it.
Yeah, Sherratt, excuse it. Noah and Warren, you're on 97.1.
Dude, this team, 0-0 identity. I was at the Rangers game a few weeks ago, and I've seen enough college hockey in my life, and I felt like I was watching my college hockey team with the amount of dump and chases I was witnessing. You know when you dump and chase? When you have a bad hockey team.
Yeah.
When you don't have an offense that can put on any pressure and your defense is so bad, you'd rather put it behind the net than actually have a decent zone entry. This team has zero identity with Lalonde shuffling the lines every single night and still can't figure anything out, despite having all of camp to do so and having all of last year to do so. And now his pieces that he can work with are still worse than last year. Why on earth are we not signing Goss Despair at the end of last season and signing Gustafson, who produces less offense for like the same bad defense? It's just mistake after mistake by Lalonde, mistake after mistake by Yzerman, who drafts well but doesn't know when to call the kids up and actually let them play. This rebuild might be 5-6 years in the making. At this rate, we're not going to see all of these kids actually playing for another 5 to 6. Zero identity. And at that Rangers game, we left after the first. I've got a short leash, and I'm like, I paid good money for this ticket, and you know what? I'd rather go home.
Yeah, that's the point I got. Now, I left second period in the opener, end of the second period. I left end of the second period in that Rangers game, and I made it to the third last night. Yay!
Yeah.
I mean, multiple games this year where the way they play is offensive.
I wish it was offensive instead of offensive.
I know. It actually is, because it's just it's just going through the motions. I agree with the lack of identity. You know, I think we supported in the offseason what they're doing. The reason that age thing is a little out of whack with the Wings is because
Tarasenko.
He's trying to bridge it. A couple of these guys are bridge guys to get to 2 years from now when the youth really blossoms. The argument that Raymond's 25, 26, you know, they're in real high. And we kind of bought into that. The problem is the bridge guys aren't working. And the Gostisbehere bear thing is a huge, huge mistake. We thought it might be by anchoring the power play. That's what led to the scoring last year, and it's not there. And it's a huge – they didn't keep the right bridge guy.
Ticket texters. Goaltending is like quarterbacks. If you got two, you've got none. We have three and maybe less than none, Matt in Clarkston. Says Newsy is not a good coach. Team has zero identity. No synergy on any line. Steve has to figure out soon or he's gone. From a true Red Wing hockey fan, Lalonde needs to go. We've had the same problem since Blashill. Team not ready for the puck drop. Team plays with no urgency or grit. Maybe it's coaching. Lalonde doesn't inspire the players. They have no game plan. Trish in Macomb. Jim, did you at least get the bobblehead? Made it all worth it. Joe in Mount Clements.
Yeah.
Yeah, make your Redmond bobblehead.
You got it?
I did. Uh-huh. It's the only saving grace. I canceled my FanDuel Bally subscription. I'm not going to pay to watch trash. Well, you could have watched on the Instagram Live of the guy sitting two rows in front of me. I sent you this picture, you and Tom. So this guy is just watching on his Instagram, like streaming for people. Like, dude, watch the game.
You're so grumpy. That's an old man move.
For me to be mad or for him to be doing it?
For you to even notice.
He's okay, two rows in front of me and he's holding the phone up.
That's so, it's that chair is rubbing off on you.
That's a stony take?
That's a stony move.
I think it's, I would think it's the old man thing to do to hold the phone up and stream it as if like people are going to be tuning in to watch
right,
your...
Yeah, but you're a few years older to be complaining about that guy.
It's just annoying. All of it was annoying, John. Who's been waiting the longest? Tyler and Macomb, you're on 97.1. Sorry to make you wait, Ty.
Oh, no, you're good, guys. So obviously the goaltending and defense has just been abysmal, but I don't understand the drop-off offensively. Like, we were scoring last year, and we have pretty much the same dudes plus Tarasenko. I don't understand where the drop-off is coming from. We just look dead out there, like almost uninterested.
Yeah, they're flat, they're slow, lazy. I mean, they didn't win a lot of puck battles.
There's no inspiration.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it might be a Lalonde issue. I've wanted him gone for years now. Also, Cookies, I just want to say real quick, opening night I ran into you on the concourse at LCA, and you couldn't have been a cooler guy, so I just wanted to say that. Thanks for that.
Well, thanks, Tyler. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I just like going as a fan and people are nice. And
maybe we just need to get to know you outside of the studio.
Maybe after you go to a game with me, John. It'll all turn
December.
Up. It'll all
December
start to 18. Turn. There it is. Yep. You and me.
Mark it on a calendar.
Hopefully they win a home game by then.
Or that could be the turning point.
I have a bad feeling if that's the turning point that the season, they're not going to recover.
It's funny you say that, like asking John to go to a game. I got to say, if you ask me, I know you don't want to. But if you did, I kind of don't know if I want to go right now. That's what they're doing with their play. And we had a text earlier. I was
I didn't ask you anyway.
I know. Because you know.
I want to go to see Stewie in his element.
So we had this text earlier, and I agree with it. This is why I feel like I'm watching the Patricia Lions. I do. It's a strict just toward in the end days, the last season. Just kind of a going through the motions. Once in a while, you see a competitive
see the comparison,
spark.
Yeah.
But just kind of what's going on here? Just a bunch of guys. That's their slogan this year. Just a bunch of guys.
Matt, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, so I talked to Mike yesterday about this when I called. You know, the Lions are looking for an edge rusher, and they got someone from Cleveland Brown that skipped practice, and they're speculating.
Yeah.
And they were speculating on a trade, and I said, you know what? Throw in Javi Baez with them. You can also throw in Malone and Petrie. Get them out of here. Send them to Cleveland. I don't even know if they have a hockey team, but get them out of here. Bums.
They got an AHL team. Maybe that would work out. Yeah, I know.
I've only been to two hockey games, one for my birthday and one yesterday, and they lost both games.
Yeah, and listen, that's kind of where I'm coming from, too, is like just not even as a radio host whose job is to break down the games and talk about the stories, just as a fan going to the games who like, hey, this is something I enjoy.
Yeah,
I like going to the rink. I like being a fan. I like having a drink or two and watching my hockey team and settling in. And they're not always going to win. Like they play good teams like Winnipeg. They're not always going to win. But I feel like it's some sick joke where they're not even within three goals.
Okay, so the losses have been bad, and the wins haven't really felt like true wins. You shoot 11 shots on goal, and you win 1-0. They're painful wins, but are they able to do enough to stick around, to hang around until it clicks?
Well, that's the thing. What, they're 4-5-1, which surface level, not good, not terrible. It's just you're 10 games into the season. This can't be the storyline 20 games into the season. Like the whole narrative of you can't make the playoffs in November, December, but you can't lose it. You can dig yourself a hole you can't get out of. 248-539-9797. We'll get a few more thoughts on the Wings. We got Heather's news. We've got the Thursday touchdown. And at 9:02, Dear John, advice from John Jansen. It's 97.1.